We're doing the Kitur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the fourth chapter, the fifth paragraph. Kshem Varech Shelo Asani Goy. When a person makes the blessing, thanking Hashem that He didn't make him a Gentile, Yitkaven Rak Mipnei Shagoy Patur Melimut Torah VeKiyum Mitzvot. You should have in mind for the simple reason, because a non-Jew is not commandant. He's patur from learning Torah and fulfillment of mitzvot. That's what we're saying. Thank you, Hashem, for making me Jewish or not making me non-Jewish, because a non-Jew doesn't have these mitzvot. He doesn't learn, have the commandment to learn Torah, and he doesn't have the commandment to do all of the mitzvot. And so too, when he makes the blessing, thanking God that he didn't make him a slave, he should have in mind that a slave, he only has half the mitzvot or part of the mitzvot that he's obligated to do. He's not obligated to do all of the mitzvot. And a slave also does not have the merits of his forefathers, because he's starting fresh, a slave. We say slave doesn't even have yichus. He never knows who his father is, who his mother is. Slaves are like their own entity. A ger is connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. A slave is on his own, really. He doesn't have zchut avot. And when a person makes the blessing, thanking God that he wasn't created female, should have in mind that he's thanking God that he wasn't created female, for females don't have as many mitzvot as a man. The correct ordering of the morning blessings is as follows. Elokai neshama, hanoten lasechvi vina, pokeach ivrim, matir asurim, zokef kefufim, malbish arumim, hanoten lehef koach, roka haaretz, hamechin mitzade gaver, shasa li kol tzarki, ozor Yisrael, oter Yisrael. And in the end, he says, like Spardim, Shelo asani goy, Shelo asani avet, Shelo asani isha, hamavir chavlei shena. Umilvad shesedor ze sudar al pi chochmat emet. And even though, not only is this order according to Kabbalah, yesh bo gam seder hegyoni ve'ikvi lamitbonen. It's also logical and consistent if you take note. So I don't know what he means by that, but we're learning a kitzur. So we have to see his expanded version to see how he explains why it's so logical and consistent. Sorry, in a minute. Zayin, isha mevarechet, a woman makes the blessing, shelo asani goya, thanking God that she wasn't made a female non-Jew. Shelo asani shifcha, thanking God that she wasn't made a female servant. V'shem u'malchut, with God's name. And stating God's kingship. U'v'rkat she'asani kirtzono, tevarech lelo shem u'malchut, baruch she'asani kirtzono. He holds that the blessing of she'asani kirtzono is said without God's name and a stress of God's kingship. U'v'rkat she'asali kol tzorki, the blessing thanking Hashem that He gave us everything we need was instituted about wearing shoes, because once you're wearing shoes you could do everything you need to do. So that's what we mean, you've let me do everything I need, you've given me everything I need by giving me shoes so I could do what I need to do. On these two fast days when we don't wear shoes, he shouldn't make this blessing. There are those that say that after the fast is over, if he wears his shoes, he should then make the blessing of that God made all the things I need, God made for me.